I'm just happy we came out with the win.
What happened on that final play? The final play.
Which one?
The real final play.
Final.
Yeah. Your touchdown.
DC said catch the ball. We went out there, made a play.
Michael, with everything that this team's gone through over the last month to get this win the way you did, down, breaks going against you, what does this do and what can it do for the big picture?
We didn't give up. We got a team full of fighters.
Tell them we believe, Crab.
TD said in the meeting we need to believe. No matter how hard the game is, we believe. And we came out with the W, man, and I'm excited. It's a good way to win, great way to win.
What's the biggest piece of advice you've given Amari over the past couple weeks, and how nice was it to see him break out of pain?
Just be you. Coop always open. It's just about him coming together, you know, everything coming together. And Coop a fighter, man. Coop got skills, you know? So I don't worry about Coop. And I'm sure he don't worry about me. That's why we so good together.
How much was this a game-saving win for you guys, or season-saving win to get this kind of victory?
It was big. The win itself was big. losing four in a row. Came to play today.
The offensive pass interference call, when they threw that flag, did you think, all right, that's it?
Nah, I never gave up. Yeah. Marcus Peters is a good cornerback, you know. I feel like the call was bogus, but it's football, you know. And on to the next play.
I think the offense took more shots there. You could open things up a little bit.
We didn't have a choice. You know, we had to do what we had to do to get this W.
How would you describe what Derek did in the last 5-6 throws of that game?
It was big. He took control in the huddle. He took control of the offense. And all we did is be there for him, you know. And he's the captain. He's the quarterback. He's Derek Carr. So, I mean, all we doing is making plays.
When Peters went after Derek in the second quarter, Marshawn came from the sideline. Why do you think Marshawn came running onto the field in that moment?
They don't have nothing to do with me.
What you think of your former 49ers teammate Bowman? You're playing 60 snaps in his first game.
Good football player. And I was excited to see him out there playing. So.
Did he give you guys a lift, you think?
Yeah, of course. This linebacker, I mean, it's been the Vera Bowman. So, I mean, I'm excited for him to be on the team. And like I said, it was a good win for us today.
You guys have had so many of these comeback wins over the last few years. What's the deal in the huddle for you?
It starts at practice. Coach put us in these situations at practice, and we really strive to be great at practice. So, I mean, all we're doing is putting it on the game tape.
How would you describe the atmosphere tonight, the crowd?
It was big. The fans came today. They came to win. I seen the towels twirling. It was big. The excitement, I felt it.
Michael, we've seen you make a lot of big plays in late game situations. What makes you thrive so much when it comes to the end of the game?
Preparation, it's all at practice. You do it's routine, you do it so much at practice. By the time the game comes, you just doing what you do.
You seemed like during these past 4 weeks, however difficult they were as a team, really as an offense, you guys kept believing that it would turn. What did you see from the team and the guys during that span?
We always felt like we can win every game. We just had to fix what was broken. You lose four in a row, come find a way, and we found a way to win.
What do you think of TD in terms of the game called?
The who?
TD, Saldani.
Yeah, TD, my guy. He's the offensive coordinator. All I can do is do what he calls, you know? He's great. Thank you.